Hey, y'all, and welcome to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. This is the place for women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Nikia Madre. I have known Nikia for it's been over 2 years for sure. And what I can tell you about Nikia is that she was always one to equip me, but she was one to push me. So I have been seeing her very often at church, and she will always be asking me, when are you going to have this event? And when are you going to do this? And I'm like, I'm not having no event. Like, what are you talking about? And she was just one to, you know, see something in me that I didn't see in myself. And she, you know, always kept that in the back of my mind, like, let's do something. And she was always one to, you know, show up and be there to support me. So I definitely wanted to support her in her upcoming venture. She was born to write class, our 4-week writing class, and we ended, I think, like 2 weeks ago. And she was just, you know, I see her push herself. She told me something a couple minutes ago that we will share later, but I'm just so excited to have her here. So Nikia, how are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. I'm glad, you know, we haven't been out because we're still in this COVID pandemic, but the sun is shining. So I think it's going to be, you know, a great day to go out for a walk and do some other things. Yes. But I just wanted to talk today. So I know, you know, I just mentioned, you know, you were in our writing class, but
yes,
the She's Equipped podcast is for, mothers, you know, single women and women, just emerging women who are wanting to get into their next level or their new position in life. And so I'm going to share with the people, I was a single mother as well for a long time. And I know that you have two children. So can you let us know about your, just give us an overview of your life as a single mother? From, you know, from back when you started until now?
Oh, yes. I would say, well, I have two kids. I have a 23-year-old and I have a 9-year-old.
Okay.
My motherhood started at a very young age, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my daughter at 29. Okay. So it was a big gap. They're 13 years apart. And whoa. Difference. I would say I had help with my immediate family, of course, my mom and my brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because what you don't learn at one point it circles back around.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to really do anything with my son. My mom made sure I still finished high school. I still got my driver's license. I still did normal things. I still would go out with my friends, but I was a mom.
Okay.
I worked. And then I got on my own at 29. Well, I was on my own before. And then 29, I had another daughter, and my mom was like, I'll help you for 6 weeks. And that was it. So it was a shock. Like, wait, what you mean? And she was like, you know, that's your child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to learn, and it was interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
But I enjoy being a mom. I love being a mom, and I wouldn't trade it anything in the world. So,
yeah. Good. And I'll say the same thing for me. So my mother, I had my son when I was 24, and then I had my daughter at 26, and I think when I told my mom I was pregnant with my daughter, she was like, mm-mm, I am not doing this with you again. Cause there was some difficulty, not with being a mother, but you know, when you parents and you're young and you know, you don't think about certain things. I was just having fun, and I got pregnant, and I thought things were going to be a certain way, but they weren't. So my mom helped me raise my children. And she was like, girl, I don't know what you're going to do with this one, even though she did, you know, she did help me to a certain extent, but she was like, I am not doing this with you this time around. So I can definitely, you know, I can understand where on the second time I had to do more for my child, but I didn't give up, you know, and I want to make sure that anyone who is listening to this and they're a single parent, whether you have help or whether you do not have help, just remember that, you know, you're going to have, like you said, what you don't learn at one point, it circles back around.
Right.
So whatever I didn't learn with Malachi, I had to, you know, focus on or maybe relearn with Isabella, because for instance, I was going to LPN school with my second child, and my babysitter just didn't show up one morning, and it was like the day of school where I had a test and I couldn't be late. So I had to put my daughter in daycare like that day. And when I got to school, of course the door was closed. So I think the teacher let me take the test at a different date, but I was devastated because this was school was my livelihood. Like I was going to be able to take care of my kids and not have to rely on my mother. So, you know, there are things that happen, but we can always push through them. So definitely say we can always push through them. We are going to just take a quick break for a commercial, and then we'll be right back. And I think what I want to talk about next, Nakia, is how your upcoming book project is a spinoff of being a single mother and how it has helped you and how God has helped you move forward in your life. Okay, so we'll be right back in a couple seconds. Hey y'all, and welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. This remains the place for emerging women who are looking for good conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today's guest is Nakia, and before we went on break, we were talking about single motherhood, and one of the key things that she quoted was that, you know, what you don't learn at one point, it circles back around, and you know, you want to be prepared or equipped as a mother. One of the things that I think Nakia did this year, right, because we're in 2020, we're home with COVID, and she took part of the beta group for She Was Born to Write. And She Was Born to Write is a 4-week class where we teach women how to find their who, their why, and then their wisdom with their book project. So Nakia, can you tell me, what do you think was like your favorite part of the class, if you had one?
I would say my favorite part of the class was coming together every Saturday with the beautifully wonderful women at a designated time, and how it was like an intimate, safe setting where we can learn about the process and not get overwhelmed. It wasn't too much information thrown at us at one time. It was spaced out, and the workbook was amazing. And I would say it was just eye-opening and refreshing and motivating to push you to the next level. And sometimes we need a push in life.
Yeah, that's really, really, really true. I want to ask you too. So I'm glad that, you know, you weren't overwhelmed, because I know it can be a overwhelming process sometimes, you know, when people think that they need to get their books done in 2 or 3 days. And sometimes when you're writing too, it's still like a healing process. So I'm definitely glad that you were able to take a part of it. Now, the one thing I didn't share, which I'm going to share, it's not a bad thing, so don't worry, don't get scared. do you think, as a worshiper, because Nakia sings on the choir, right? So do you think as a worshiper that helped you get through the process of writing a little bit better? Or do you think that, you know, you were just able to get your writing done? I think for me, because I don't want to say I'm not a singer. I don't sing in front of people, but I will sing in my prayer closet. So I'm wondering, as a worshiper, you know, did that help you on the days where you may have felt stuck with your writing?
Oh, most definitely. Worship just opens doors. It's a avenue of just true intimacy. And for me, the process of writing the book is the simplicity of intimacy with God, with your words. Mm-hmm. And it's the simple words, just the flow of pouring your heart out to him. And it's amazing because he sent me back to notebooks during this time, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I was writing this all this time. Mm-hmm. It was preparing me for this moment in time, and it was just amazing. And lines that I had before, he was just give me the words, and I would go around my house, and it's like every room in my house is I worshiped at some point. Mm-hmm. And my kitchen just seems like, I'm just saying, you need a word, come on. my kitchen right now is like wow. And also during this process, and it made me actually get my office together, like, good. Okay, I had the desk, I had all that, my son amazingly willingly put it together for me, but I just wasn't in it. And then I was like, okay, it's okay to set time aside to actually invest in me, because I'm all over the place together, you know, him, and he's 23. I'm like, oh, okay, I gotta make sure of you, and then my daughter's 9, so I gotta make sure you, and we gotta a dog, and her name's Mamas. So like now you. So it's like, okay, it's okay. So now Saturdays at that designated time, I sit down and like, you know what? It's okay for me to shut the door, or it's okay for me to, okay, write. And it's my time with the Father. And it's precious. And I'm like, okay, I don't have to use the big words.
No. Mm-mm. I mean, I think I love what you said. So for me, you know, you mentioned simplicity of intimacy with God and your words, you know, and that was worship, you know, opens doors, and it was true intimacy. And I'll share. So again, with this community that we're building on the podcast, I don't want people to think that, you know, we came into this and it took one day, you know, worship. It, like you said, I had to get into a position where I had to close the door, or I had the desk and these things weren't set up. And now I can go into my office and say, you know what, here's the time that I will spend with God, you know. And I want women to understand that I don't get, you know, great ideas on my own. I don't get great ideas, you know, with just talking, you know, to my husband or to my friends. Like, I go to God because I want to know what he knows, right? Because we are taught at our church that, you know, if you follow the Holy Spirit, there are some mistakes you won't have to make, because he knows, you know, where you're supposed to travel. And I just love the fact that you mentioned I can, you know, that you can spend time with the Father, and, you know, I don't have to use big words. I can just be me.
Right.
I don't have to be someone else. So I think that it's an awesome thing. And so let us know your book. I'm going to tell. So the up and coming project from Nikea is called The Writings Are on the Walls of Your Heart. So can you, I think it's dope. I don't want to explain it. I want to let you explain it. And you can just share a little bit with us, because I know in the future we'll have you back on so that you can let us know like when it's available and how we're going to do a book launch and things like that. But can you let us know about The Writings Are on the Walls of Your Heart and how single motherhood has shaped you to write this book?
Oh, The Writings Are on the Walls of Your Heart is basically my expression and my verbiage to God through words, how I'm feeling. He said, cast all your cares upon him. And there's moments that I question. There's moments that I just sit in his presence to get answers for something that I'm seeking. I'm seeking his face, not his hand. Mm-hmm. He's just so gracious. So the writings, they just came, and a lot of these writings came actually in 2018 during mm-hmm. our church fast.
Okay.
And I said, God, this is, I want to do this, and I want to do this with all of my heart, with diligence. And he was so faithful, and mm-hmm. it was like, when I say line upon line, precept upon precept, mm-hmm. it was definitely a moment where I would write, he would actually give me the words to say, and then the scripture that goes along with it.
Along with it, yeah.
So it's formatted with writing one, and then they'll have a scripture, and then it has the lyrics. Okay. So some of the titles is called Stand Up and Walk. Mm-hmm. That is basically referencing Acts 3:6. Mm-hmm. When Peter said to the man, silver and gold I have none, mm-hmm. but what I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely writings to him, mm-hmm. What was on my heart of intimacy. And okay. intimacy starts with communication. Mm-hmm. And
girl, you on fire.
You know, I desire to have a earthly husband one day, but I also know I was bought with a price, and Jesus loves his bride, and the bride is the church. And that mindset is, I'm preparing for marriage, mm-hmm. and he's guiding me through the way. And number one is communication. Without communication, mm-hmm. it's
a wrap.
And relationship. And, right, relationship is communication, and I've definitely learned that through some of my writings, and to be a lot open, like mm-hmm. more open in motherhood. It's I've been doing this all by myself. You're in error when you be like, say, oh, well, I've been again doing this all by myself. I need a man to help me. No, I don't. I have God and the Father and the Holy Spirit and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I can go to him. I can cry to him. I can laugh at him. And he'll give me the desires of my heart when the time is ready. I'm being prepared.
Yes. And I think, so you said a couple of things that I want to touch on. So the first one was, that the Lord, I think you might have said this before the break, but you had mentioned that he took you back to writings that you had wrote before, and it was like he was preparing you for this time. And I have so many notebooks, it's ridiculous, but I keep them because I know that they will be something that I use in the future to help someone else, right? She's equipped and, you know, helping women get to the place where they can successfully and like not second guess hearing from God, because that was an issue for me, like hearing from God and knowing what he would say to me during certain points of my life. And what you said about intimacy starts with communication, and that you seek God's face and not his hand. So as a single woman or as a single mother, ladies, the one thing that I know, I was a person who had a ton of pride. Right? I can do this on my own. I don't need nobody to help me. If you ain't going to do it right now, I'm going to get it done. And what we do is we take the burden, or we take all the load on, and we don't give any to God. So it doesn't help us when, you know, we have to figure out, or we have to get into an intimate place with someone who we can't see, because we haven't really been intimate with the people who we have seen, right? And the people who have helped us, you know, make these children. So I just wanted to, I'm going to tell you how I think seeking his face, what it means, and then you can let me know if you agree or if you have like a certain spin on it. So when I think about seeking God's face, I seek his will for me, right? I'm not seeking his hand where I want him to come down and do judgment or come down and, you know, have vengeance on people who have hurt me, or, you know, Lord, do this so they can see that I got this. No, because it's not about just me. God gave me the brain to go to school and to accomplish certain things. You know, he gave me the will to get up every morning and take care of these children. So would you agree that God's face just shows you what type of father he is instead of what type of judge he is? I think that's the difference between the two.
Oh, yes. Definitely. He's patient and, mm-hmm. and kind, and it's like it can be a shocker at sometimes, because it's like, oh, well, we're supposed to be, you know, in his image, and we know that due to our experiences, mm-hmm. we haven't seen that. So it can be like, wait a minute, I can just come to you just because, and mm-hmm. you want that intimacy, and you want that, you want to know how my day was, you want to know if somebody made me cry, you want me to name names, because in the midst of naming names and asking for you to forgive them, it's more for him to give you something, and it could be healing, it can be mm-hmm. peace, and you're their gift. A lot of times it's like, oh, they did me wrong and this and that. And it's like, you have to look at it from a different perspective. You're the version that he wants them to see. Mm-hmm. And you're the vessel. Availability means, I had to look it up, and avail means to be used. Ability, mm-hmm. your ability, he needs to be able to be used. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful thing when it's, you have that relationship with him.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely agree. I think this episode for me has just real, it made me realize that, one, you know, you see people, and like I said earlier in the podcast, y'all, like, I've seen Nakia and I see her worship, you know, and you see people and you don't realize, like, you, Nakia, you are very, you know more than you think that you do, and the way that you explain things about intimacy with God, like, the writings are on the walls of your heart, is going to be a big spinoff for you, because this is not something, you know, that you took lightly, and it's not something that you just went out and said, oh, I'm gonna write this, you know, all willy-nilly trying to get people to do certain things. Like, this is a eye-opener, especially for people who write poetry, especially for people who do spoken words, because it's an expression of God's heart that we can get into the world and not just the church. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
right.
I think that it is an amazing thing, and availability means to use your abilities. Like, and like you said, I think the other thing too that we need to realize is that when we get to know God and we communicate with him, it will cause us to see ourselves the way that he sees us. And right. you'll know that if you're dealing with someone, or you're dating a man who doesn't want to know how your day went, or doesn't want to know, you know, who may have hurt your feelings, and who isn't patient, and who isn't kind, then you'll be like, all right, bruh, you know, it won't be hard for you to say, you know what, I think we should just be friends. You know what I mean? Right. Because you will know what to expect, because you'll know how your father treats you and how he shows right. love to you. And then that man is supposed to treat you the exact same way. Right. And girl, we could be on here all day talking about that. But we're going to take another quick break, and then we're going to come back. I have one more question for Nakia, and then, I will let you all go for this Saturday. All right? So hold on. We'll be right back. Three. Hey, y'all, and welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel on Anchor FM. This continues to be the place for emerging women who are looking for great conversations and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. So me and Nakia were just talking on the break, and she would like to do a spoken word for y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and let Nakia. So Nakia, introduce us to this spoken word, and then we will continue after she gives us her spoken word. So I'm listening, and I'm going to be snapping too.
This is called Identity Within.
Okay.
I've allowed myself to hide for so long. It's like a family reunion for self, like a reintroducing party that I have taken a seat at the table in the presence of my enemies that I ate with. I mean, we broke bread, laughing and enjoying myself because I was by myself. As time went on, it started to get old. What's this change that's trying to come through? I didn't invite you since this was an invitation-only affair, so I thought, not understanding that it was my rescue plan at work. You see, it looked different, yet I've seen it before. In my dreams, calling out to me, still not realizing help was on the way. Actually, it was here all along. It never left my side. I just focused on something new for the very first time. I mean, I can't explain it. It's like a kid in the candy store grabbing all that I can, restored vision, hope, even godly confidence, just to name a few. The rescue mission was breaking through. Finally, the thought of change I could now embrace. The love I encountered cannot be replaced. You see, love is an action, a constant choice that was chosen in spite of my present condition. You see, it was a season to be with self, a sign of protection and preserving for me to get to know God for myself. Now I know change is a gift, and I understand the process of the wrapping and the wisdom of the gift inside, yet I still had the responsibility of unwrapping it to discover the gifts and talents that you placed on the inside of me for the world to see, to hear, to be in the presence of the King. Since you said, greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. So this is just the beginning of what's in store. Cause like you said, eyes haven't seen nor ear heard that which God has prepared for them that love him and are called according to his purpose. I've answered the call.
Can you hear my snaps? I'm snapping over here. Okay. I am snapping. Girl, I'm about to have you introduce me. Identity, this friend, I have no idea. The name of the project is The Writings Are on the Walls of Your Heart, okay?
Yes.
It is coming out in 2020, would you say?
Yes. Yes, okay. Ma'am.
So it's coming out in 2020. Again, Nakia was in the She Was Born to Write class.
Yes.
With myself and Milana J, who is going to be another guest on a different episode. But y'all have to realize, and I want y'all to understand this. This is not something that we take lightly. This is not a project that she, you know, just sat down and said, you know what, I'm going to write this. This is, like she said, something intimate. And then understanding that her identity was already within her, right? The Lord had a rescue plan going on. Even when we try to escape from him, he's still trying to rescue us every single day. Like, and I want y'all to understand that if you, we are going to, Nakia, how would you like for people to follow you? Like, you want them to follow you on Facebook? You know, how can they just get in contact with you so that they know when you're getting ready to launch? Because we're going to launch this and it's going to be great. And I don't want anyone to miss it because this is not a book just for, I do realize that it's for, I think it's for women, but it's not just for women, you know, who are single or not married or something like that. This is just something to open up the eyes of your heart to see how God loves you and how he speaks to you.
Correct.
That's what I got out of it. Child, and summed up your book, and you got me hype over here. So how can we stay in contact with you? Because I already know how to reach you. I got your number. But what about people who don't have your number?
Right now, I'm on Facebook, Nakia okay. Ma. Okay. And I also have a page on Facebook that I'm going to be a better diligent steward. Mm-hmm. I have a right to create. Okay. It's also on Facebook.
Okay.
And I'm learning these different
different avenues. Like yeah. Instagram, I have one, but I'm still learning it.
Yeah, we all are. So I'm still learning it too. So you yeah. and now a right to create, is it WRITE?
Yes.
Okay, a right TTO create.
I have a right to create is right WRITE dot two dot create.
Okay, that too, dot create. All right, good. I just want to make sure that I have everything right when I make sure I talk to you. And then Nikea is N like Nancy, YKIEA, and then MA, Ma, right? MA.
It's actually Nikea, NYKEIA.
KEIA, and I got it.
Ma, MA.
Got it. We're going to do that again, girl. Excuse me, y'all. So now my last question for you. So I always ask every one of my podcast guests, the question for today is, in what area of your life would you like to stay most equipped? What do you think?
I would say it's one, we're going to tackle one thing at a time. So I would say definitely my intimate time with him, and to a better mom, a better daughter, seeking the Holy Spirit, asking him for help before I go out and cause shipwreck, because it's caused. It doesn't just happen. Mm-hmm. with basically the discernment. Yeah. And sometimes it can be so much like, oh, I see this, I see that, I see this. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, only tackle one
thing
at a time, because that one thing can trickle into other areas and it's you didn't even know it. So mm-hmm. like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and I definitely feel the same way. I figure, so intimacy, I figure that would have been one. And you know that when you get your intimate time, when you have that, everything else is revealed. Because I've realized that I don't have to audibly hear, I haven't heard God's voice, right? Every time I hear from God, sometimes it's my voice, but I hear like a inner unction, right? But it doesn't have to be, I could hear from God by reading the Bible. Right?
Right.
I can hear from God by, you know, listening to my pastor. So there are different mm-hmm. ways to hear from God, but you want to, like you said, I want to have my intimate time with him so that I know what things I'm hearing is good or bad. Because there, like right. you said, shipwreck doesn't happen. It's caused, right? You don't mm-hmm. just happen to, you know, bad things come on you. You know, sometimes it's something that we have done. And then we're like, oh, I need help. Can you help me get out of here?
Right.
But again, that's another podcast. Right? So
right.
I'm gonna let y'all know how to stay in contact with Nikea. Okay, so I'm gonna spell her name right this time. On Facebook it's Nikea, N like Nancy, YKEIA, and then Ma, MA. And then also she has a Facebook page called A Right to Create. And it's a WRITE dot two dot create. Right?
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right. So I think that's all we have, you know, for today. If for some reason you want to join the She Was Born to Write class, that is available on GenevaJewel.com. Nikea, I want to thank you again for being a guest on the She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM. I hope that you have a wonderful week and that God continues to bless you on your mission and, of course, your vision. And I thank you for spending time with me today. Did you have any last words that you want to share with us?
Thank you for being a valuable steward.
It's
a beautiful thing what you're doing to empower women, so thank you.
I'm glad, girl. It took a lot of pushing, but I'm glad that, you know, my push is helping other women push too, and that is exactly what I wanted for my life. So that's what God wanted. That was not what I wanted. I was trying to sit in the back row. So what he's trying to do. But yes. So I just want to thank you all for listening to the She's Equipped podcast today on Anchor FM, where each week I introduce you to a woman who is equipped in her own wisdom and shares her gems with you. Nakia and I had a wonderful conversation about single motherhood. We talked about her upcoming book project, which is completed and coming out this year in 2020. And we also talked about intimacy with God. And I would like for you to understand and know that you can follow me, Geneva Jewel, at www.genevajewel.com or on Instagram at GenevaJewel_. You can also purchase my book, His Beloved, which is a devotional that helps women transform, renew, and prosper their lives at GenevaJewel.com. If you would like to join the She's Equipped, excuse me, if you would like to join the She Was Born to Write virtual self-paced class, please go to GenevaJewel.com and sign up underneath our store. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, please email us at she'sequippedpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening, and please share this podcast link with your circle of family and friends. Until next time, remember to walk in your wisdom, own your own wealth, and create your own table. This is your girl, Geneva Jewel, and I will see you next week.